Hello, hello, all of you psychonauts. Tonight, we are podcasting with Derek Cantu. I'm about to play Money Green Jag, and I can't wait for you guys to vibe to it because it's a vibe, okay? So sit back and enjoy the ride.
Money on the floor and lighters on the dresser.
We heard money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Been for pimp, told me, get the most, not the lesser.
We heard money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Been for pimp, told me, get the most, not the lesser. The picture's perfect, cause I painted the perfect picture. 13 with a drum pad, dreams of getting richer. 14 with a keyboard, cause my pop said do it bigger. After school, making beats with the swanger click. I remember it was always me, Antonio, Tim, and KG. Can't forget about Corey and Sean, Caleb and Mike. Kind of fit in 20s and 15. Didn't know it was a big thing. Name got caught in the system. That's when I turned into Money Green. How you supposed to make a splash if you'll never dive in? Fear is nothing but perspective that I never let in. Started rapping, CD slanging. My music was steady banging. My space of faith and age, the only thing I was obtaining. Knew I was next, yes sir. Started cooking beats, let me stir. It was everything or nothing, and the only way I preferred. Knew the ones complaining then was never gonna make an effort. Riding through the hoods with my friends, the only thing I remember. We heard
money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Remember, pimp told me, get the most, not the lesser. We heard
money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Remember, pimp told me, get the most, not the lesser. They say don't ever let them doubt you. I say I'm glad that they doubt it. The book never had no limit, that's why I make bout it. I was 19 on YouTube, I was jacking beats, but I flipped those and made them mine. With bass camp and a producer seat, why you lying? Say you winning, money green jack was spinning. Right into my pit with 50, I swear I've been reminiscing. So take a seat and have a listen, don't become life fitness. Restrictions, I was making beats, but the pen spoke. Need an outlet, my life damn though. On a different level, riding spaceships, they just made of metal. Learn to never settle, cause things change, let me be a vessel. Learn on my own, don't play with time, cause it's not alone. Now we moving, got on my grind because I feel like home. Keep chasing dreams, know it takes time, but embrace the struggle. When it threw stones, I took every pebble and fueled the hustle. Put this pitch a nerve like a bulge disc. Here this hell go, man, hold this. As the story goes, we got more to go. If you take anything, just remember this. We heard
money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Remember, pimp told me, get the most, not the lesser. We heard
money on the floor, lighters on the dresser.
Top notch flow, and we still apply pressure. Still catching bodies, make sure you don't catch a stretcher. Remember, pimp told me, get the most, not the lesser.
Yes.
You went fucking crazy on this motherfucker, dog. I love this one, dog.
Yes, I got to get paid. Yes, I got to get paid.
But nigga, fuck that anyway, nigga. You snapped on the whole song, my nigga. You caught that whole song back. Shit, bro, that shit was so damn cold, my nigga. You nice as shit, dog. I'm so proud of you. That shit go hard, dog. Like, low-key, that shit should be on the radio, my nigga. I'm not even saying that shit because you my homie, my nigga. That shit go hard, bro. I just love that song, nigga, because I'm old school head at that.
Man, what a good song. All right, guys. Step back and relax, and here we go. Mindful of time. Well, guys, hello. Thank you so much for joining me again at the Psychonauts Mirror, where, I mean, I am doing a series this month, the month of April, where I get to meet with local artists from Oklahoma who are doing their fucking thing, okay? Because I feel absolutely blessed every single time I get to meet someone and talk about their passion. So I'm going to let my guest, my first guest of the month series, introduce themselves, please.
My name is Derek Cantu. I'm an artist out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I've been a professional artist probably about 10-ish years, something like that. We'll just say 10 plus. And I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that you have me here because the vibe's right. It's awesome.
Yeah. We're over here doing a podcast at Walker Wellness. It's where I do my podcast out of. It's a nice spiritual shop.
Very nice. Yes.
We're in the healers area, so yeah. We're getting some healing done here. When people get to talk, it's healing, right?
For sure.
Our voices are our frequencies and vibrations. So I wanted to jump in with a couple questions. When did you start creating?
When I was about 8.
8?
We'll just say 8. Like total, when I knew, I was like, I think I have a gift, or I think I at least can do something better than like what people had seen at that time, because I was just 8, but I was writing some like incredibly deep poems at like 8, like questioning life and stuff. And mom's like, why are you writing about this stuff? Like, you're 8 years old. And I was just like, I don't know. It's because like I've always felt things.
Mm-hmm.
Like heavier than people. Like, I guess I've always just been an emotional dude.
It's a very deep.
Yeah, like that's what I said, an emotional dude. So, but that's what happens, I guess, when you grow up with like a single mom. Like, my mom raised me up until I was 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when my stepdad like came into my life. So at the time, there was a lot of ways I'd act out. I think it was probably like feminine. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. I was just learning from
the emotional state that your mom was.
And so I think I was prone to be emotional.
I mean, I can't agree more. I mean, I'm a single mom. My boy's 16 now, and I can definitely, like, so his girlfriend just said the other day, you can tell a woman made you.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know what that means. Mm. I was like, Aubrey, what's that mean? You know, tell me. She was like, you know, he shows his emotions. He has emotions, and most guys don't. And he's thoughtful. And
no, that's important. That's definitely important. I have 2 daughters. All I have is women in my house. So, like, I just got to teach them, like, you know, how to love. Like, I want them to be like, hey, I know daddy loves mom. Like, I know he does. Like, if somebody's not loving me like that, I don't want it. Because my daughter's constantly like, ew, you always kissing mama. And I'm just like, do you not want us to love each other? She's like, no, she's like, I guess. Because she's like 6, she's like 6 going on 16.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just really letting those girls understand that you are setting a standard for what they deserve when they decide that they want to have a partner.
100%. Like, I love them. They're special.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, you know, whoever, whatever you believe in, universe, God, whatever. He knew what he was doing. Wanted a boy at one point in time. Now I was like, I guess I'm just a girl dad. Like, they look at me like I'm Superman. So, like, I can't beat it.
That's special.
Yeah.
That's really special. We were kind of talking about, like, you and your partner and how she, like, believes in you and she really supports you.
Sure. Which is hard. That's hard for rappers, like. In general, I've seen a lot of spouses to rapper, you know, I'll say a lot of rapper girlfriends not be with it at all. Just be like, oh, this is just some shit he does. I don't care if he likes it. Like, we just have to be here. I'm like, dang, that's like toxic. Like, imagine like you like somebody or you're giving somebody like feelings, like, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
But they're just like, oh, I don't care about them. I don't care about your passion. I don't care. I think this is stupid. You're wasting your time because you're not making money. Like, it's like, we're not just here to fucking eat, breathe, and go to work, and then repeat. Like, anybody will wear it down. So I'm glad I have this outlet, and I'm glad people, you know, I'm glad anybody, like, has outlets. That's the thing. It's like, we all need them, and it's sad when some people don't. Like, they literally are like, I'm like, what do you do for fun? And sometimes it's crazy. You meet those people, they're just, I'll just go to work and come home and watch our shows. I'm like, dang, dude.
Where's the intimacy?
You just don't do anything, dog. Like, you just don't go out, or you don't
talk.
I'm just saying, like, what do you do for hobbies? I always watch TV. I'm just like, dog, that's not a hobby. It's just... But I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm not saying I don't watch TV. I'm not stupid. Like, I love watching movies at night and shit.
Right.
Watching scary things. Like, yeah, I love movies. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to diss movies. Like, when it comes to, like, having aspirations, I've never not had them. I didn't really know what they were, but I just knew I always wanted to do things.
Yeah.
So I never messed with people that just was like, I'm not doing shit. I'm just like, man.
I just like to kick it.
Like, my soul never was put, like, no matter what job I stayed at, no matter what happened, like, my soul always was like, this is not for you.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know if it's a problem with authority. Or something now that I'm older and I kind of see people for people, and I know everybody's shits and peas, and, like, you know, I know everybody's just a person. Like,
you're an Aries. Let's go ahead and get that straight. You're an Aries. I'm an Aries too. I have a problem with authority. It's like, you're not going to tell me what to do. But in the same sense, that's my boss, the guy too.
It's not that. I think it's just like the condescending thing that, like, owners or bigger people like to do. Be like, well, I know more than you. You know, and, like, the way people look down on you, I can't do it. Like, if I feel like that, I definitely did. I'm a big proprietor of quit your job.
Find something.
A big proprietor. There's another shitty job just like yours. Yeah. There is. I don't care if you think so or not.
There is.
I was at a place for 10 years. I didn't think I'd find better, and I did. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and that place made me miserable. So always don't be scared to pull the trigger and just be like, fuck this.
That's not what I want to do.
Because your soul, it'll eat you alive.
You're
and that's
right.
How people get depressed and do worse things. It's just, I know a lot about depression. I know a lot about drowning my sorrows. Like, that time, like, there's definitely times where I had an issue with a bottle.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to drown everything out. It's just like, life goes too quick. But it was always the times when I was sad. Where I wasn't fulfilled. Like, now, I'm fulfilled. I'm constantly doing stuff. I don't have time to just shrink my life away.
Yeah.
Like, and I have kids, and they keep me fucking on my toes. Like,
yes, they do.
I'm recording people. I'm doing this and that. So it's just like, when you are happy, when you are fulfilled, your hands aren't idle. Like, I think that's the best way to live. Like, is it tiring? Yeah. But is it fulfilling? For sure. I have way more memories than a lot of people will, because the last 5 years of their life, they've just been watching their favorite show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to get at, I guess, all in one. Without trying to diss people, I'm not trying to be, they don't watch TV. Like, I'm not.
Well, no, but, like, you had made mention earlier when we were just, like, talking about things, about how you know, like, you need to create, you need to be creating, or you do get depressed, or you do get into a spot when you're not creating. I resonate with that statement because I go through roller coasters and I'm like, what is happening? Like, what is going on here? I have to sit with myself, and it's like, you're not creating. You're not doing what your passion is.
Yeah, it's like, you want to do it, so you got to, and your soul, it's the heart. That's the thing about the heart. It don't give a fuck about your feelings.
It don't.
It just says, this is what I want.
Yeah.
If you listen to me or not, whatever. Break me or make me.
I like the way you put that. That was good. Because your heart don't give a fuck what your mind thinks. Your heart wants what it wants.
Yes, facts. It doesn't matter if you're like, oh, morals. I can't look at this person. Weird feelings are happening. It's like, your heart don't give a fuck. And it won't ever. Because it'll always be real with you.
Yeah.
Even when you're fake to yourself.
And then that's when you get all in your feelings, emotional, not feeling right because you aren't listening to your heart. That was one of my biggest lessons that I learned in 2020, actually. I started working with plant medicine. And that was one of the things that was always said to me by the facilitators there was like, what are you doing? Are you following your heart? Like, that's where you know that you need to go. And I'm like, I don't know how to listen to my heart. I've always just logical minded. I don't know how to do those things. I've always been in survival mode.
And you're like, well, yeah, when you're just trying to survive, it's not the same as like free spirited and creating. Yeah. And like, you're just like, no, I have to get this done. I have to make this money to make sure my family's straight. And the reason I got out of that phase is right before I made my first album, I told you we had just split up and stuff.
Yeah.
Like my first solo project, which was in like 14.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends, his name's Eric Monroe.
Uh-huh.
And he was 22, something like that, 23. Maybe just even 21. He was super young. We lived together for like at least a year, me, him, and Lauren, my girl, mm-hmm. and with his girl. So it was like them two, us two, and here and more, right across the street in the neighborhoods of like the Greens, but on the neighborhoods, like where the houses are.
Mm-hmm.
So I always take this with him. This is what I'm saying. Like, he died when he was young, like 21. My friend shot and killed him in front of my brother.
Wow.
It's pretty traumatizing. We were still living there. Yeah, it was the craziest night of my life. But the reason I'm bringing them up is because what you're saying, like, you don't, people who are scared to do what they want and stuff, or who are uptight, or they're like, oh no, like, hey, fit in. Like, why are you out of line? Like, why are you acting crazy over there? Like, calm down. You're embarrassing me. It's like, my friend Eric was like that. He would always do what he wanted. And I was always like, man, you're so mature, bro. Like, you would call in for work just to play PlayStation all day. Like, you're super young. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And he told me one time, I sat down and listened to him. He was like, you know what? You know how I do all this, Derek? He's like, I can tell it bothers you. He goes, but do you know why? And I was like, no, I'm guessing you're going to tell me. And he's like, bro, because you can't take all this shit with you. He goes, I'm making memories. Like, this is it. He was like 21. And I'm older. I'm like 25 or something. I can't remember. Maybe 23. I can't remember. I was like 2-3 years older than him. So I just was like, you're just dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. But when he died, we found out that when he was 18, he got like $100,000 life insurance policy on his. So, like, what fucking 18-year-old does that? Especially with as super irresponsible as my friend was.
Right.
And so life always hits me different. I try to indulge in things when you can, because I really realized, I was like, doesn't matter, you're not gonna see this person again. Like, get wild. Like, don't cause a scene and go to jail. But it's just like, you make the memories is what I'm saying.
Live your life.
Yeah, live it for sure. I mean, that's the thing, is like, we all have this idea of like structure. We're like, well, I need to make sure my house, I need to make sure everything's correct. And you do, you know, to a certain point. You don't want to be out here, you know, on the streets. Like, I get that. But you cannot forget every once in a while to breathe, to smile, to look at your kids, to look at your spouse, to look at your little apartment. Doesn't matter. To look at your dog. Whatever. Like, you gotta have gratuity. I'm just learning this, really, to be honest. Like, this is just a fucking new lesson for me, being as grateful for things as I am. Because I'm such a negative person. Yeah. I can point out the negatives so easy. Like, I'm just like, well, this shit just went to shit, and this is stupid, and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I can point it out so easy. Lauren gets tired. She's like, you're so negative all the time, dude. Like, just stop. Like,
yeah.
And,
smell the roses.
Yeah, and I'm really taking time to be grateful for everything. And it's helped, like, for sure. Like, just how, like, blessed the universe made me. Like, I'm just like, man, like, my daughters are healthy. They're happy. The partner, like, in a world full of people where it's just, like, the culture of dating is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, and the rules are terrible, and it's just all stupid. I'm just so grateful I don't have to be out here in these streets.
Because, you, like, are lucky, my friend.
Just because, yeah, it's like,
I'm out here in these streets.
She holds me down.
Like, that's amazing.
That's the thing. Like, you know, she told me when she got her first car, she's like, I appreciate you because, like, you made this happen. I said, no, you made this happen. Like, you She goes, yeah, but you found me the card like you said you would. She goes, you always come through. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
You.
I was like, well, so cute.
I was just like, well, you would. I was like, you never failed me. Like, not ever. Not ever once.
It is really awesome for me to hear, like, you have this solid woman next to your side. That's amazing. And y'all are side to side. Y'all are partners. That's
she's great. She's, I don't know. That's the thing. I wouldn't be the rapper. I wouldn't be the man, for sure. I wouldn't see things the way I see things. Yeah. It's just always, it's always the whole cliche meme thing where they're like, yo, if I can't get somebody with growth or that helps me grow, but it's like, it's real. It's like, I grow every day. I learn more about myself. I learn more about her. Like, it's been 15 years.
I've been together for
15
years.
I met her in high school.
Those are beautiful stories. Like, gosh damn it, I love those stories.
But it's crazy because, like, yeah, you got all these people being like, well, you've never dated anybody else. You wouldn't know, like, talking to her. And
it's like, when you know, you know.
It's just like, whatever, he's it. And it happened. I mean, it worked. It's, we're still rocking. Like, this, it does rocky things in everything that you do.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, you really are like, hey, what's worth it starting over with something that's iffy, just learning about each other more, like just fixing these little patches we have, because that's the thing. Like, and she recently told me something and I realized I had grown when I had responded like this. She said something like, forgot, she goes, Derek, we have all these problems. I wanted to be negative too. She's like, Derek, we need money for this and this is due by this. And I was just like, dog, you know, I don't have a job. Why the fuck are we doing this? Like, you know, and I'm just, like, stressed out, and so I'm just sitting there. And it just kept ringing in my head. I was like, it's just about money, it's just about money, it's just about money. And I'm, like, looking, and my daughters are, like, in the living room playing, doing stuff, being wild, being loud little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Lauren, and I got, like, this moment of clarity, and I was like, babe, you don't got problems. And she's like, what are you talking about? She, like, stops washing dishes, which is just like, what are you talking about? She's like, come with that. I said, you don't have problems. You have money problems. I was like, there's a difference. I was like, our kids, Lord forbid, they could be in bad health. I was like, I could be not able to walk because my leg's so fucked up. I was like, there's so many fucking things. I was like, we could just be complaining about. It's like, we don't have problems. None of us has cancer. You know, none of us had, like, I just told her, like, I was like, and it really helped me grow because I could have been negative at the time too. She's basically giving me an open invitation. And I usually was. And this recently happened where I was like, whoa, I changed that. That's weird. And later, literally that night, she was like, I really needed to hear that. She's like, that's why I love you. Like, right there. And I was like, I needed to hear it too, though. Like, because I needed to know I could fucking change. I could be different. Like, I could make sure, like, I'm being grateful. And
learn how to respond because, like, out of love.
You aren't living when you're not grateful. The reason being is because you're just like, everything fucking sucks. I don't care if life is over anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't living because you don't give a fuck. You don't like life. And so I'm trying to like life.
I get that. I definitely get that. Well, I mean, you've been doing music for a very long time. You moved to Oklahoma from Texas when you were 15, right?
Yes.
That's what's up. I mean, what did you do in Texas? You said you was playing ball?
Basketball. It was just sports. I mean, mainly basketball. Eat, sleep, breathe, basketball. Which
basketball.
Was,
I love basketball.
Which was, yeah, it took up a lot of my time and my, yeah, that was probably my first passion. Because, like, that was where I play basketball every day. Like, I'm outside with the ball anytime you see me. Like, always had a goal, no matter where we live. So, like, always basketball. Now I moved here. Basketball team was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Coach was terrible. Still love basketball, but realized I needed to do other stuff. And I met my homie Blake. And really, he really helped put me on. Really was like, this is what you need to do. And I just did it. And that was like the beginning. That was it. That was like, all right. I'm a rapper now.
Yeah.
I think, like, I can't remember what my rap name was, but, like, I didn't start going. I think I only had, like, a rap name for, like, 2 years, and I was like, I'm just using my name. Like, rap names are weird. Like, I didn't know I didn't have a good enough one, so I was like, I'm keeping this one.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, so you decided I'm just gonna use my name.
Yeah, I'm just gonna use my name. I want credit, so.
Yeah, I deserve the credit, not my persona.
Yep.
Well, so you started writing poetry at 8. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, you obviously had to know that your junior year when you made your CD that you were going to sell out.
I don't know, to be honest. You think those things because you're young and cocky. Like, you're young and like, I was. I had a sense of confidence at that time because Blake was pretty big and well-known. And Blake was my homie and everybody was like, well, can't be Patty. I'm friends with Blake. So, like, at that time, I was confident. I was, like, there to make a statement. But I didn't know. I didn't know that all of them would be gone. Like, I had no idea. Like,
yeah.
What's 300 times 3? That's $900. That's what I made that day.
Damn.
As an 18-year-old, just making music for... And then word got around to, like, real rappers. And that's the thing. You just start meeting people. They're like, oh, you rap? And all right, let me hear you, because 9 times out of 10, you know, they want to see if you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Or see how terrible you are so they can talk trash and then you don't rap anymore. But, like, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you tell anybody, even people that don't rap, just say some old country couple, you tell them that's what you do for a living. 9 times, we'll say 8. 8 times out of 10, they're like, well, where can I hear your stuff? Or can I hear something? Like, that's always the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, rap something for me. I'm sorry. Not just a puppet, but...
On cue, go, right?
Yeah, but that's happened. That's funny. That happens to rappers a lot, for sure.
Yeah. When did you start Militant Minds? When did Militant Minds get started?
Right after high school. So right, like, after 08. High school. And that's, like, big... part of my life, because for the next 7 years it was a roller coaster of just like I said, doing every big show you could possibly think of.
I mean, you said South by Southwest.
Yeah, with D1, and then we did a show with MERS and Tech N9ne, and then we did a show with the Nappy Roots. You know, all of my life being Poe, like, that was crazy. That was nostalgic for me because I was, like, young enough to remember them cats.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, it was great. Those are some of the best moments of my life. I would never take it back. Like, that South by Southwest trip was a fucking crazy trip.
I have always wanted to experience South by Southwest.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We saw somebody get hit by a car.
I'm like, I want to go for the good time. You're like, these fools getting hit by cars.
It's crazy down there. It's not like, it's crazy.
That's wild. I still want to go.
Yeah, no.
So you did Norman Music Festival too?
Yeah, I've done Norman Music Fest. Last year was the first time I didn't get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way here, they hit me up and said, hey, you want to perform on the 27th or something?
You'll be performing this year?
Yeah.
Okay, but did y'all hear that?
I performed at Norman Music Fest. So 4 out of the 5 times I've applied.
Okay.
So, like, that's three awesome. Three of them with Militant Minds, and then this 2 out of 3, like, is by myself. And that's the thing, is, like, last year I wasn't doing crap. I didn't have music out. Nobody was checking for Derek King too, so I didn't think I was going to get in anyway, but I didn't think I was going to make it this year, but they sent me something, like, 2 days before closing, and they were like, hey, this is, like, a week or so ago. Like, mm-hmm. You don't hear anything by the first, you didn't get in. Basically, the gist of things. So I was like, okay, thank you, I appreciate it. Today, on my way here, like, literally driving up here, I get an email. It's like, hey, you want to do a set? I'm like, what the fuck,
yeah? Yes. Oh, my God. That makes me really excited.
Yeah.
I love the Norman Music Festival, number one. Number two.
It's one of the biggest things. It's one of the biggest things you can do no matter what the day is, because you're getting eyes on you that wouldn't normally be on you, so.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And you get like the culture. You get more of it. You get every creed, everything. They come out and they just want to see music. It's funny. I go with a group of friends, but probably my first time to ever go to Norman Music Festival with a group of my guy friends. And I'm rambunctious. I am dynamite. I'm just everywhere.
You're just like spontaneous. I want to do this and that.
And they don't see where I'm short. So they're all tall. I'm gone. They're like, where did Holly go? And my best friend, Greg, he'd be like, follow the rap music. We'll find her. I promise. Because they know. Like,
that's where you're at.
They know where to find me. They're like, we know. Greg's always like, we know she'll be over there. It's fine. Yeah, well, that to me is huge. I think any artist that performs at Nowhere Music Festival here
locally. It's big. I'm very prideful. That's like probably the first time I released that stat. But like literally four out of five or five out of six. Like I've done it. I've only got denied last year. So yeah. That's pretty, it's a good streak. I know a lot of cats that are done more than me in the last couple of years and aren't on. So that. I'm grateful.
Makes you feel good. Makes you grateful.
I'm grateful. I'm not like, oh, I'm better. No, it's not like that.
It's all love.
I'm grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're putting in the work too. I just want to, I want to always like remind you, like I see you out here.
Yeah.
You know, you're promoting, you're doing your
every
thing.
Day.
Yes.
Every day. It really is every day.
Yeah.
People, in order to do this, it takes a lot of money or it takes a lot of resources. It takes a lot of connections. It takes a lot of work. Like, you really not doing something every day, I feel like you get behind. Like, I'm just serious. That no days off thing, like, yeah, you need some time. You need some rest. You know, you need a day. You can take a nap and stuff. But I'm saying, like, when you do hit the ground running, like, those other 5 days or the 6 days out the week, it's like, dude, this is for me. This is for myself. So I've never worked harder at anything. I've never worked harder than a job. Like, this is exhausting.
Yes. But I will say from experience, it's the most rewarding exhaust I ever have felt. Yeah. I feel honored to be exhausted from doing my passion, from following my heart. We talked about that, from following your fucking heart.
You have to. You have to, man. Your heart don't care how you feel.
Your heart don't give a damn what that mind thinks.
No, it does not.
Yeah, the logical mind is never going to follow the heart, okay? But
no, heck no. Which is funny. I think it's, but it's not really, because it's the things that scare us the most that usually become our biggest accomplishments.
Make us grow the most.
So weird. It is. Fear is a weird thing. I think people are also scared to be great. Fear of like what happens after that and stuff. But I just keep getting blessed. I don't even know how. Like, people that weren't messing with me before messing with me now. You know, after, you know, like, talking about Nowhere Music Fest, after Militant Minds broke up, about 2014-15, there was a five-year space where I was just like, look, okay, for the first year I'm going to make music, do two albums. They didn't flop. I'm not going to put it like that. They definitely got thousands and thousands of, and it was only on SoundCloud at the time because everybody was just big on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, let's put shit on Spotify and blah, 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 blah back in 2015.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. SoundCloud was huge. So I released, you know, long story short, I did this two albums with Panda, with Igloo Panda. I don't know if you know who he is. And he's a super big producer. I mean, he's been mixing, engineering and stuff for like 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And he used to do all of the Sativa Prophet stuff.
Okay.
They used to be a group. I ain't gonna speak on that. That's their thing. But that's how I know Panda. Panda's the homie. And so's the Prophets. So I've known the Prophets so long. I knew them when they were Neighborhood. They used to be Neighborhood back in like 2010 or something like that. And Mars wasn't there, like it was the homie Umi. He was there. Like I said, I've been here for a long time, dude, for a long time. So, like, but, like, in my little hiatus when I was trying to, you know, I just had my first kid. I was trying to make the family happy and solidify my job and make money, like, you know, get all the things I didn't have. Have two whips and two car garage. Like, I was trying to basically focus on things I thought would make me happy. And then I started getting depressed at my job. Left shortly after in about 2018. You know, so that's like 3 years after like dropping anything, you know, so it took me like 3 years to really like You're like, man, what am I doing? This sucks. Tried different avenues, like insurance. That was terrible. But it was all things I thought I were doing to, what I was doing to better myself. And I still did, because like I still was persistent and I didn't quit. And I was studying for that stupid exam like 7-8 hours a day, and I'm not playing, like the book was like this stupid big.
I 100% believe you. I studied day and night for a week straight, went and took my test and passed. But you don't stop studying because
it's stupid.
It's a lot. It's so, laws too.
And so you know, and that didn't pan out. Like, you know, I'm in between, like, well, I'm trying to find a job that I like, because I was in that mode where I'm like, I just lost a job for like 9 years. I don't want to work for somebody that I just dislike. That's just a douche. That's just always on me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't work that way. And, now there was like, like I said, going in between jobs and having okay jobs. And then COVID hit, and me and my friend Chaz Norman, he was the one that's like, dude, look, I'll just do everything. I'll just get everything. We'll just make music in my house. Blah, blah, blah. We'll just go from there. We'll just figure it out. And I was like, well, I've never probably been more excited in my life.
Yeah.
And then, so fast forward, we're doing, it's like 2 years of up and downs, like major up and downs. Like, the first song I ever released was my song, and it was called Good Luck. It was the first song I ever mixed, recorded, and it's all off of GarageBand. It's not even off of Logic, so it's off of a worse doll. Not that I'm not trying to trash GarageBand, I'm just saying, like, Logic is better. It has better capabilities. And I remember releasing a song called Good Luck, and it was the first song I mixed and stuff, and it's terrible. It's like, it sounds okay, but like, I know the difference now and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, that's where I started to see, like, just problems. I'm not saying like jealousy, but he would just be like, oh, why didn't you think about me before dropping this? And the problem was, is that, like, we were just on different pages. Like, he was mad that I wouldn't rap to his beats at times, and I couldn't, because I didn't feel it at the time. And I'd let him know that was only, like, a few later in life that I was, like, I actually rapped to. But that was the thing with, like, procrastination and stuff, is, like, some people aren't always on your level. Like, no matter what I gave him, like, if I did something that was fully his, I never get it back. Like, we never finish it.
Yeah.
And that's my dude. I love him. You know, it was just, like I said, at that time, it was like just ups and downs. Like, we're just going back and forth in a different space. At this time, about this time, so about 2000, we're fast forward to like 2022,
mm-hmm.
the end of 2021, right?
Okay.
I don't know how I got in contact with Ben, but like, I literally don't even remember. I think what had happened was he was making beats and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't know if he was working with Zoom or True. I can't remember, but he had sent me a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some random beat. I was like, oh, this is cool. And we got to talking. I was like, man, you're really good, for sure. Like, you definitely know. But it wasn't until later, like, just fast forward, like, so we're talking, you know, we got connected. For some reason, we're staying together. Something clicks one day, and we're talking a little bit more, and I'm like, dude, can you know, do this for me, bro? Let's try to make this track. Let's see where this goes. And he sends me probably one of the best beats I've ever had, personally.
Yeah.
And I stand on that. Like, I could play anybody the beat. I'll play any producer the beat, and they'd be like, this is just ridiculous. He's brilliant. He's a genius. He captures feelings in music like Mozart, like great people. And I'm dead serious. Like, when he plays you something, or when he's in his space creating, it's like, for lack of, I ain't even like a better, it's like beautiful to watch. It's like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I feel like I'm watching
someone Dr. Dre,
yeah, or something. I'm like, bro, this is wild. You're wild. And that's why I tell people, like, don't take my word for it. Go listen to Money Green Jack. Go listen to Money Green Jack. We've been working on that for a year. That was the first beat he ever sent me, and it's changed up, and he put, like, little melodies in between it, but it's such a complete beat, like, from start to finish. You just don't get tired of listening to it. It's really melodic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really heavy hitting. it reminds me of like Houston, like what I was saying, like back when I was younger.
Yes.
Like, it's got some screwed up stuff in there, and it has this late friend, KG, on the end of it.
Was that him at the very end of it? Because I know you had said, like, y'all wanted to pay homage.
Yeah, that's that was his homie, and him saying that message, you know, he's like, man, this is basically him just saying, hey, this is incredible, bro. Like, I love this shit. Like, it was affirmation to us that we were doing the right thing. We cried for sure making that shit. Mm. Like, it was the first, and this is the first time, as I'm a writer, nobody's ever wrote a bar for me ever in their life.
Right.
Not one. I have books. If I could fill up that table with books that I've written in the past. I'm talking about, I have books. I've just been taking books out and reading them and stuff.
Yeah.
Books for days. Lauren's like, you could have a bookshelf of your raps.
Maybe one day you will.
And so, it was the first time in my life I ever sat down and wrote with somebody else. Like, give me permission to write about you, but I kind of need your help. And so the first verse, you know, it was real emotional. It was really like, hey, this is a year into this and nothing's happened. Like, when are we going to get this jumping off? And my album had just dropped. So in a way, Ben was like, hey, what are we doing? Can we get this going? And he kicked it into gear, and then my drive went like next level. Like, I just started doing something every day. I started getting all the equipment. Like I said, he changed everything for me because I knew we was creating something special. I just knew it. Like, and then his affirmation and the way he is, like, if I'm doing something and I'm like have big news, he's not like jealous about it. He's not like, oh, that's cool, what about me? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's,
it's very reciprocal,
super huge in this business, because like you got people wanting you to make it just so they can make it,
right?
They don't have no talent, they don't have nothing, they're just leeches. Like, they don't do shit for you, they don't support you, but they're like, I'm gonna be there when you get yours.
Yeah,
it's just garbage.
Well, you're a writer, and you said you're working with Ben, and he's your producer.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's the best.
The life of the producer, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole story about the song. The beat, when he sent me. Okay, so here's the story about the beat. The beat, I sent him. You know who Benny the Butcher is? You know who J. Cole is?
Yeah.
Okay. Benny the Butcher and J. Cole have a song together.
Okay.
And it's called Johnny P's Caddy. Okay. That's the track I sent him to reference to be like, make something like this.
Okay.
And then he sent me back what he called Derek C's Cutlass. So it would always been like a car thing at the time. Well, getting to talk to him and go over through things, because he goes by Money Green, you know, that's on his like tag and stuff. And I was like, how'd you get that name? And just really getting to know Ben. Uh-huh. Okay. Like, him telling me stories like, hey, here's about school. Like, I was counterfeiting money when I was. When I was 15, and so just he's like, I was like, dang, and he goes, and that's how they call me Money Green, and I was like, man, like, I was like, this has been an interesting story, and I was like, when in the history of rap, go look for a song, I challenge you to, I make it your duty,
okay,
go look for a song where somebody wrote about the life of the producer to the producer's beat, go look for it, go try. And it still hits, and it's, you're still rapping, but you're listening. You're like, you think it's my story. I'm like saying it was me, but this is about Ben.
Yeah.
And I wanted to honor Ben in that way because it was the best beat I'd ever gotten, ever. Aww. And it's one of the best beats I've ever heard. It's not just like, oh, from local. I mean, like, ever. Like, Ben is that dude. He's serious.
Yeah.
Like, other people who are serious are going to for sure know what Ben's capable of real soon. Like, I told Ben, I don't care if I make it, bro. I really don't, because he has to. He's overly talented. Like, he's got more talent in his pinky than a lot of producers have, because he can read music. He knows music. Like, these motherfuckers don't know music. Ben knows what to put, what melody at what key. Like, he doesn't ever have a lack of creativity. Like, he's different. He's a different animal. You don't make those like that. Like, and it all was driven from passion, from a keyboard. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's how the song starts. It's like 13 with a keyboard and dreams of getting richer.
Do you want to play the song?
14. I mean, I guess if you want to, we could go like on my phone.
Yeah, just play it on your phone.
So I got, I'll just, like, you know, kind of give y'all glimpses of the, basically, you know, why it's a great message, because, like, that's my daughter. So that's my, daughter.
Yeah.
That's my 6-year-old. It's like the beginning of life. And then we put KG on the end. It's like the end of life.
Mm.
And the song is about his life. Come on, like, who's really putting that much effort into it? You can't just think about it because people just know, hey, it's a song. That's all they know.
And they so don't I try see
to,
the art of
I
it.
I try to tell them the story. I'm like, look, this is what happened. This is what I wanted. And I try to give it, but they don't understand even how deep. Like, you have to sit down and do this with me.
Yeah. So I think that's probably one of the most beautiful things. That's why I enjoy music so much. Because it is.
You got to do something out. If I don't have a niche, if I don't have something I'm constantly doing to get me out there, like, what am I doing that's different?
Yeah.
And so I'm always striving, even if it's something I'm just like, bro, I just don't know when it's ever been done. And it's a smash. And it's supposed to be for nostalgic purposes.
Yeah.
I say, that's my voice. So right here. That's my voice. That's me editing it and all that. That's me. Because I said, we heard money on the flow, like light is on the dresser. That's what I was listening to when I was like young and the Houston sound was popping.
Yes.
And in the background, this is a shout to Pimp C. Because the whole applying pressure is a Pimp C line. Drop, you know, drop top, drive a compressor, top notch, ho, get the most, not the lesser. And so I made sure, I was like, Pimp told me, get the most, not the lesser. Like, it was all nostalgic purposes to take you to a place where you're like, oh, I remember that. Like, I remember that era and that feeling, and then take you to, like, maybe back to school. Like, it just takes you, it's supposed to take you somewhere.
I can see a whole video when I listen to it.
It's not supposed to, that's the thing. I start from 13. I say 13 all the way to, like, 19 years old. Like, I tell his story. I say 13, 14. His dad said, hey, pick up a keyboard and do this right. Like, you want to learn music? Learn music. Like, you're not going to get a beat pad. You need a keyboard.
Yeah.
You're going to learn music. And Ben was hungry, he ate, and he was always a writer. So with the second verse, because like I said, it was the first time sitting down, basically I was just writing stuff, and I was like, you know, tell me about your life. I was like, all right, write like a couple bars. Like, what do you think about that? And the reason I knew this was a hit and that this was beautiful was because there wasn't one line. Ben was like, nah. Like, it just always worked. He's like, that's perfect. He's like, that's fucking perfect. Like, every line, I didn't scratch one thing out. Like, it was the weirdest thing ever. And then the second verse has a lot of Ben's lyrics in it. Like, a lot. Like, I took his books from when he was, like, 19.
Mm-hmm.
And he was writing raps. And I say, so take a seat and have a listen. Overcome life and its restrictions. Like, that's his, to the T, that's his words. I just put it in there. Was able to fit it in there.
Yeah.
And, it's a story about life in its essence. It's about living. Beginning of life, the end of life, knowing that you're not an imposter, and knowing that you were built for this, like, you've been molded to do this. You were doing it since you were 13. Like, you had these feelings, you went through all these ups and downs. The money green jag, why it's called that is because he had a money green jag, and his name is Money Green, and we just kept it with that whole car thing I was telling you about. And that's why the picture I found, the cover, because I made that cover, the picture of him and his mom.
Yes, I love it.
I found that on Facebook. I didn't ask him. I just cut that out, threw this together around the jag, and threw some money because I was like, money green. But it was prolific. It spoke to me. And he told me, he goes, bro, not many people have even seen my mom. Like, he's like, it's just weird. Like, he's like, it's very, it pinpointed a time in his life where he's like, all right, I'm doing something crazy. And that's how we knew we're doing something special. Like, it's going to catch on. Like you said, it's going to, this is a movement. Like, Money Green Jag is not going anywhere. Like, a lot of his people that recently went to his homie's funeral, you know, they've got it out there in the world, and they've been trying to make something happen, like you said, for a video. Like, I got a lot of support, and a lot of his family members were just like overtaken by it, and a lot of people were crying. So I knew I was doing something right. Like, and it was made sense. And the way I talk about his friends, like every one of those guys that I name, I'm like Antonio, Tim, and KJ, like they were all there. And they all heard it at the same time when he played it for me. So it's just like life is wild. Life is full circle. Like when you really go for it, I mean, because that shit took a year. I had no idea. If I would have wrote anything else to it on my own, it wouldn't be what it is today.
Right. Well, I really enjoyed it. I was hyped. Y'all did great promoting for it. I was excited to hear it.
It's going to go crazier. It's, like I said, it's just the beginning.
Do y'all have a lot of more things in the works right now? Are y'all working on other projects? Yeah,
I mean, we'll just say there is a tape. Like, of course, you know, there's a tape. Don't know how long it is yet, but it's called Metanoia. It's like a state of being, like when you finally realize what you are. You can look it up in the dictionary. It's deeper than that, but
yeah, absolutely, cool. I will.
And it's about, it's the heavier stuff. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's gonna be the ones that knock. You're like, okay, yeah, you know, it's everybody that wants to buy it, and then we'll release something else. That's after it. That's all I'll say. We'll put something else after it. We got a lot of stuff in the work. This is my first time saying this out loud. Is I'm working on a tape. Actually, at 10 o'clock, I got to be on a Zoom call with my homie, C.L. McCoy. I don't know if you know who he is.
Nice.
He's a Billboard charting producer.
Wow.
Like, does music for a living, like, eats off of music. Super dope homie. Me and him have a whole tape coming out. It's mostly done. Nobody knows. Like, this is the first time I'm even saying it out loud.
Well, I feel honored that you're saying it on my podcast. Girl does.
I got a lot of heavy stuff. I don't try to be, people are like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm like, I'm about to show y'all. I'm about to show you. I'm not about to talk about it.
Not talk about it. Be about it, right?
I'm about to show you. That's the thing. It's like, I'm meeting with him at 10. He's a father. He's awesome, man. He's super humble. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know how I got this opportunity. Me and him are good friends. And I was post his stuff and share, and he's with the homie for like 10 plus years, but never have messed with me on music ever. Like, and this is a stupid big opportunity. Like, he's working with Rob Stovall right now. He's working with a bunch of people who've been to the Grammys. He went to the Grammys the last 2 years. But if I do this right, because he's promoted on his stuff, there's a lot of opportunity. I don't ever like say, hey, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, because I've learned it's better to not have expectations. You know? But like what I said before, you want a hole, you got to start digging.
Yeah.
And I've been digging for a minute now in silence. People are like, I move in silence. I'm like, I'm for real though. Like, I wish I could just blurt out what the fuck I'm doing. Because I hear what y'all got going on, I'm just like, it's never competition with anybody but myself. That's the thing. I'm just trying to be better than I was yesterday type deal. Sounds cliche, but like, at everything, at being a father, rapper, / artist, spouse. That's what it's about. I just take big risks. I mean, I think someone said it best, the homie Benji. I forget his real name, dude. I don't know why. He goes by Benji Buttons on Facebook. Or the Pharaoh. Oh, dude. I forget his name. Sorry. Forgive me. But he said it today. It was super smart. And I was like, man, I've never heard that. And he said, what did he say? Put something about failure's too expensive or something like that. Or don't make failure lower the cost of failure, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, it's like, so because we're so scared to fail, that's when you're like, well, if this happens and I'm fucking screwed and my life is over. And it's not. It always goes on.
Yeah,
you can't always be scared. Like, you gotta take big risks. Like, I'm shooting for the moon on this Money Green Jacks. I got a lot of people I'm sending this out to, and a lot of things I'm making happening. Like, This is it though. This is the last hurrah for me. Like, this is it. Like, if this I don't make it, yeah. Do. This is it. Like, this is, if I don't make it, I'll make it. Like, it is what it is. This is it. This is what I'm putting my mind, energy, my heart into. Because it's where it belongs. And I'm going to live forever. My music's going to outlast my enemies. My music's going to outlast anybody that ever said I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's out there. And it always will be. Well, who do you, did you want to promote anyone? Shout anyone out?
I guess just everybody that helped me get here right now. I mean, shout out to the homie Chaz. I do love him. There's no way I'd even know who you are. Like, I just wouldn't have been rapping. I wouldn't have been doing anything. Definitely gave me the push when I didn't believe in myself. Shout out to Ben, you know, picking up the baton because he doesn't have to do a lot of what he's doing. And I think he really knows that the reward would be like greater. Like, because we are doing something special. Like, it's always about the music. Like,
absolutely.
And it's important. It is. Like I said, everybody hold me down, my family. Number one, I'm homebody, so like, bro, I don't get out much. Like, I only keep a close circle anyway. Like I said, I've had things happen recently where I cut some people off or I love, you know? Yeah. And I still want to talk to them and I still miss them and shit's hard, but like things happen and I'm just like, bro, I can't deal with this. Like, I can't also deal with this while trying to strive for this. It's like,
yeah,
it's like I have a big heart, but I got too much going on now that I can't allow myself to slip up, or I might just cost me my dream for sure.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Okay, so go ahead and mention again, when is the Norman Music Festival?
So hold on, let me pull out this nice little email. Let's see what this said. Hold on. It was from a dude, said name's Jarvis. This is what make Oklahoma weirder. Yeah. I'm booking an official Norman Music Fest stage on Thursday, April 27th.
April 27th.
It's indoor. All ages, room at the new tap room called Legally Brewed.
Legally Brewed?
So it'll be a Legally Brewed. I said, yes, I'm available. Evan, hit me back. Jesus.
Of course I'm going to be there. So we've got Legally Brewed. You're going to be performing for the Norman Music Festival. Guys, get out. Check it out. Anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No, thank you again for everything because you're such an awesome spirit. I love what you're doing here. This is going to take off. This is going to do real well, and I hope it makes you personally happy. That's the thing, for
thank
sure.
You.
I'm a big proprietor on do what makes you happy because I don't stay put in the place where I'm not happy. If the freaking party feels off, I'm like, dang, I don't want to go home.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah, I got things to do. Like, bro, I'm too. Life is precious in every way. Like, last thing I leave people with, you know what I'm saying? And you with, like I said, my biggest thing I learned was just recently, like, just be grateful.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible to people who are having hard times right now. They don't understand. They lost somebody. They don't want to be grateful for shit. I'm telling you, you have a lot to be grateful for. I've had many lessons in my life make me grateful. I was like, wow, okay. Didn't want to see that or feel that, but I mean, it's lessons learned. You can't lose. I forget who said that. You can't lose if you learn.
Absolutely.
Just never. Like, sounds so stupid. You say all the cliche things, but it's like, I'm telling you, man, negativity just breathes negativity. And if you're negative, you just let negative shit in, bro. Just, it's going to make you sad. You're not going to be happy. So be happy. If you're not doing what you want to be doing, you need to just do it. That's my lesson. I take that from LaRussell. If you want a hole,
dig,
bro. Start digging. Because you might not know what's at the end of that hole. You may not know what you're going to run into. But you do know you have to start digging.
Yeah. Keep going, guys. Keep always pushing for what you love.
And love yourself. But besides that, love moments and stuff. Make sure you don't overlook little things because you're worrying about too much stuff. I'm a big warrior. Not like warrior, like fighting, like worry, like I worry. So it just makes things worse. It sucks. It's depression, anxiety, like all that. I know it's super big in this generation now, for sure. Yeah. Like in nowadays, in this day of time, depression's like at an all-time high. Everybody feels like they're not good enough because of XYZ. I feel it all the time. I felt it before I came here. But it's like, you gotta realize that's the thing, is being grateful and realizing there's things to look forward to. If you don't have something to look forward to, get something to look forward to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be feeling like it's an endless destination if you don't have a destination. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be like going in circles. Like, what am I doing? When do I stop? Where am I at? Like, what's my life about? Just get a destination. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like a big write your goals person, but I'm a big speak it into existence person. Like, say that shit out loud, follow through. Everybody can say a lot of things, but they can't follow through. So that's it. That's it. That's what I'll say. And I appreciate it again. Like I said, thanks to Wellness for having me out here too.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of my dream. So
hell yeah.
So thank you so much.
Making dreams happen every
Making
day.
Making dreams come true.
Every day.
Thank you guys.
Peace out. Peace.
Thank you all so much for hanging out with us tonight while we talked about Derek's journey and to where he is now. I thoroughly enjoyed making this podcast. And be on the lookout because I do my next one on April 12th. And I'm going to be sitting with a local artist named Hustle. And all I can say is, man, I actually got to meet him back in 2018. So it's really, really cool to see where he is now and just very impressed with this artist as well. So guys, just be looking out for that one. We'll record on the 12th and it will be published on the 14th. So thank you all. Have a great evening. Bye.